Faces of Success Radio, your girl Miss Diamond.
Hey, yo, world.
You've now tuned in to Miss Diamond on Interviews with the Stars. Yo, you just tuned in to your girl, Miss Diamond. Hey, young world. It's your girl, Miss Diamond. Interviews with the Stars. You've now tuned in. Let's go. You've now tuned in to Miss Diamond on Interviews with the Stars. Yo, you just tuned in to your girl, Miss Diamond. Hey, young world. It's your girl, Miss Diamond. Interviews with the Stars. You've now tuned in. Let's go.
Oh, Hey, what's up, everybody, and welcome to Interviews with the Stars. I am your host, Ms. Diamond, and I want to thank you on behalf of Face of Success Radio for tuning in today to another hot show. I can't wait to bring today's special guest in the studio later on this hour. I have Vic Omizi. Definitely don't want to miss that interview. But in the meantime, in between time, I want y'all to chill, relax, and get ready for some really good music, a definite hot topic, and a community event also. I'm going to talk a little bit more about that just later on. So sit back, relax, and you won't want to miss this one, okay? So if you want to hit me up in the meantime, in between time, my name is Ms. Diamond Hot Topics. You can find me on Facebook. You can follow me on Twitter and on Instagram. I love to interact with you, okay? So I'll let your girl. I'll be up real soon with today's hot topic.
Just like honey. today's distant to the world. You notice I'm that kind of girl who loves her diamonds in white pearls. So he tells me to jet set away in London. To sip on some tea to surprise me with gifts from Tiffany. Oh, I love the way we live, boy. But my daddy say you don't need that boy. So let's run away. Let's run away. Mama say I'm so young for love. The one is the feeling you give. It is like you got the key to my heart. If we'll ever be touching again, never knew a feeling like this. Pure bliss, pure bliss. Nobody can tear us apart. Baby, it's as good as it gets. Loving you will never be hard.
Remember when the pilot closed the door, said it's time for liftoff. You said, what'd you choose me for? But don't ever wonder, 'cause you deserve the best. Once you reach the top, you'll never question why you left. Oh, my world is yours. What you waiting? Let's run away. Let's run away. Our friends say we're crazy, but we can't listen, baby. They never had it like this. They don't know what it is.
You're blessed, like you got the key to my heart.
Oh,
simple as a touch and a kiss. Never knew a feeling like this. Nobody can tear us apart. Baby, it's as good as it gets. Loving you will never be hard. This is your
everybody. Welcome back to Interviews with the Stars. Right now in the studio, we have a special guest. There are many things that's going on in and around the community, and it's very important that we are aware of some of the events that's going on. So today I have in the studio Tamala Tate Rogers. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing very well. How are you?
I am awesome, awesome. Hope everything is going okay with you on today. And I just wanted to bring you in the studio real quick to talk about the event that you have going on.
We're very excited about it. It's called Breast Cancer Awareness 4. This is our fourth year having this event. It started in 2011, and it literally started in my partner, Greg McFarland's backyard. And we've grown from the backyard. We did 2 years in the backyard and went to Dimitri's Lounge. Shout out to Dimitri's in Sassoon City. And this year we're going to be at Club Oasis on Treasure Island in San Francisco.
Oh, that's going to be awesome. And you said it's on behalf of Breast Cancer Awareness, correct?
Yes, Breast Cancer Awareness. This event started with a fellow firefighter named Denise Alarms, and she was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer while she was serving as a San Francisco firefighter. She was a partner and stationed in the same firehouse as Greg, which is Station 48 on Treasure Island. And basically, we just kind of wanted to do something, or I should say he wanted to do something that would kind of boost her spirits and brought back a little piece of the festival at Sea Cruise. and asked a musician, John Sachs, who's a saxophone player, to come out and play for Denise and just get a gathering of family and friends together to kind of support and encourage her during her battle. She's doing very well right now. She's had a few issues, but she's doing okay right now. And so every year we get together and we celebrate her life, we celebrate her journey and her advocacy, and just celebrate those that are still with us, and we mourn those that we lost. And we talk about breast cancer awareness and how it is affecting the African-American community, not just women, but men as well. So
we want to say hello to Ms. Denise on today and wish her very, very well. So can you tell the listeners right now, is there a phone number or is there a way that they can contact you guys at GMAC Productions about this event?
Most definitely. They can reach us at 916-730-3826, or they can send emails to info@GMAC.com.
Great. So there you have it. Is there a Facebook page that is attached to this, or is there another way that they can contact you through social media?
Most definitely. We have a Facebook presence. We have Facebook pages. One is G-MAC Productions. The other one is GMAC for Cancer. And I dawned on me, I didn't give you the dates and times. The event is October 25th, 2014. The Breast Cancer Awareness section is going to start 7 p.m. promptly, and then we'll start the concert, which will start at 9 p.m., and the concert will feature Rick Alexander, who's a local artist. John Sachs will be coming back in from Miami, and then the incomparable Mr. Christopher Williams, the King of New Jack Swing, and we have a local artist named Dee Dee Simon, who's going to bless us with a song that she's written called Pretty in Pink, and it's a song dedicated to breast cancer survivors.
Wow, that sounds amazing, and I can't wait. I'm going to definitely attend this event in San Francisco. So for more information about this event, please do not hesitate to contact GMAC Productions or Ms. Pamela Tate Rogers. Well, I thank you for calling in and sharing this info with us.
Thank you again so much for having us and letting us share this information. We really hope people will come out. As I said, you know, it's all about raising awareness, and I have to say we have a bad DJ that's going to, like, do the turntables at the end of all this and just celebrate life. So you're welcome to come out, and thank you again for supporting GMAC Productions.
Yes. So I thank you for calling in today, and I thank you all for listening. And for anybody who's going through anything, anybody who has something on their mind or their hearts are heavy on today, I'm going to play Kirk Franklin, Brighter Day, for you right here on Interviews with the Stars.
Thanks again, Ms. Diamond.
You're welcome.
Young people going to stand up real quick. Come on. Come on. We gotta stand. Yo, everybody, come get your bounce on. Get your bounce on. Get your bounce on. Don't be cute with it. You got to get, come on. Fifth ward. Fourth ward. Come on. Sing it.
Never thought that I would come.
Really help somebody out there on today. You know, that's definitely how I roll. I want everybody to have a brighter day regardless of whatever you're going through, whatever the situation you might have. You know, it's always a good thing to look to something brighter, okay? So for today's hot topic, we're going to talk about why success is so important in life. Have you ever just wondered why so many people are fascinated with success and why is it that people are chasing success more and more and so few of us or so few of some people really find it, okay? There are so many different definitions of success. You know, it's obvious that success means different things to different people. And furthermore, success in one field doesn't necessarily negate, you know, to complete other failures in life, okay? If you are a successful business person, yet your family don't know you and your relationships are cold and distant, are you truly successful? And, you know, what if you're a tremendous giver, a person who cares and gives so much to charity, but your health suffers and you don't have the vitality to do your work? You know, can you class yourself as successful? Well, today, I want to talk about who do you admire? That's just a few of my questions. You know, I admire people like Nelson Mandela or Oprah Winfrey and Steve Jobs and even people like Will Smith. You know, the truth about success is that we all perceive successful people as people of value. We admire and we look up to successful people, whether they're in sports, business, or life, or, you know, any other field of that matter, but they are perceived as having control over their life and can command the respect of others, okay? So I like to use the word success when I use the word respect, okay? People, you know, of this stature or of this nature constantly are improving and growing and setting new benchmarks for them. They are what we wish for ourselves. if you are, you know, out in the world, okay, and let's just say you're an entrepreneur and you're going, you know, you're doing everything you can for your goal, okay, that means sometimes you need sleep. Sometimes you have to work a little harder to do what it is that you need to do. You need to make more connections. Those types of things can lead you to success. I mean, I hope that you guys have goals and dreams that you want to turn into a reality. You know, maybe you want to start a business from home or make it to the top of your company. You know, perhaps you want to lose weight and get fit. There are even some people out there who want to write a book or speak from the stage. It doesn't matter what your dream is. What's important is that you have one and that it's not an empty one, okay? But while success by its own nature is not something that the majority of people realize, I want you to realize that there is good news about success as well, okay? So when I come back, I want to talk to you a little bit more about success and what you need to do to get there, okay? I'm going to give you a few little tips to help you along, to motivate you on today. And I'm going to bring somebody successful into the studio later on. Today's special guest, Big Omizi. All right? So stay tuned right here on my show, Interviews with the Stars. If you're just tuning in, I'm your host, Ms. Diamond. So keep it locked right here.
I'm alone in my room upon the loneliest nights. I think of me and my wife, the Apollonia type, cause I'm the prince. No worries in the zone and the hype. It's more or less the where I'm going tonight. I live day by day, star studded, but it's nothing cause I'm all alone. Not a baby mama nor a woman I can call upon. A bunch of groupies who be trying to get they stalking on. Following and tapping every phone that I'm talking on. Worship what I'm walking on, but not because I grind. The rhythm that I rhyme, every sentence in line. I reminisce on the times when the women decline. Cause they ain't know me as a murderer, but that's simply shine. Since I enter my prime, officially signed. It's like the women from my past life remember me now. Now I skate alone, trying to take it home since the paper loan. To meet the Miss Right that I've been waiting on to play a song. The good life, posted on the second floor, waiting to perform, give the people what they ready for, everything's ready, so I'ma grab the mic and recite for the light like I usually do. I have this beautiful view of the chick on the floor, I have my mind playing tricks as if I've seen it before, body pure, head to toe, dressing Christian Dior, not could possibly forget to perform, now my eyes on her, that's when I put the mic down, head right down, come clean, talk to this beautiful young queen, cause it's this one thing that got me tripping, and that's just one thing, I'm usually never slipping, but babe, if you could say that'll make my day, and hopefully we can find a way, like Dwele say, vacate out the west of the LA way, but tonight is no trick, going back to the city, love. Put the numbers with the letter, 220 deep, and now we coming for the cheddar. No one could do it better when you're talking to grind. They just pulled me in the circle because they thought I could rhyme. Plus my brother was dope, so what else could I shine? But my neighborhood and ex to sign, and so it goes. Pull up on Condom, make a right on Gratiot, a left on Gunston, and now it's jumping. About to do something, I ain't bring on for nothing. So this little sexy woman, I'ma pump until she comes. We enter my driveway, I'm planning it my way. Two more cars pull up in front of my place. My dude got hard and my guard got let up, and then I got wet up. The chick had me set up.
I get told that's what they, you know, and I got ladies that's bold, and now I, you, and I'm wondering if I
should ride with you, though I don't
know
you, but you're cute,
but it's still Detroit today.
I do it. Blood, sweat, tears, ace. I do it.
Another day, another dollar. Every 24, I'm thinking money and the power. Feels due, money running low. Plus my cousin lost her mind and had an overdose. Way too many problems, got me stressed out. What you doing? You got 7 days to move out.
Welcome back. The first song that I played for you guys, you know, somebody is on Facebook right now. What was that song? Well, that first song was Chosen by Verdict featuring Dwele. And that next song I just played, or the last song I just played, was Go and Get It by Ace Hood. You know, that's exactly what I want y'all to do. When it comes to success, people, just go and get it, okay? you have to get up and do something about your lives, okay? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to keep talking to y'all about success until y'all make it there. You know, I'm the type I want to see everybody make it. It's so much room for success. You know, you got people out here robbing, stealing, killing, you know, to get to the next level. I want y'all to go and get it. You know what I'm saying? And what I mean by that is chase your own dreams. Chase your own success. Don't sit up and be hateful looking at the next person trying to figure out why they got it or why they driving better than me, why they living better than me. You know, it's your success. It's your choice. You know what I'm saying? So go after it. You know, this means that whatever you want to be successful in, there's an extremely high chance that somebody has created, found, and already been successful in that field. And truly successful people have an innate need to share and help others do the same thing. Okay? I hope y'all getting that. I hope y'all understanding that, that successful people help other people become successful as well. You know, I have experienced in my career so many different people who want to help me propel to the next level, and I want to do the same for them. So what do? I come to my show right here, Interviews with the Stars, and I try to help y'all. You know, it's always called reaching back, you know. So I just want y'all to always understand that you need to help other people and when you reach that level of success, you know. But even if you have no one to teach you, often if you simply model your actions after your idol, you know, following their footsteps, then you'll be halfway there. You know, however, a word of warning, simply following a person's footsteps does not guarantee you success. Rather, it proves and it provides your actions, you know, that you can definitely build upon what you're seeing, okay? So just like you cannot be your idol and vice versa, ultimately, you must follow your own way and define success on your terms. But becoming successful is not a matter of blind luck or occasional chance. Success is a skill, and it's a skill anybody can learn, all right? If you desire to be successful, you have no choice but to learn that skill of positive habits and internal motivation. You must develop the skill of productive action. You must also develop the skill of creating powerful habits, all of which should be and must be learned if you want to find true success. You know, that means you need to write affirmations. You need to goal write. And I want to say what's up to my girl Pam because, you know, she's always on it. She's always talking about her goals and her dreams and her aspirations. And, you know, she does. She takes a day to herself. And she writes out all her goals, okay? So maybe that's something you need to do, okay? Let's talk about being productive. Now, I can have a goal all day and sit and say that I want to be this person or I want to be the next Oprah Winfrey, but if I'm not doing anything, then guess what? I'm not being productive. But sometimes being productive is a skill you need to learn. That means getting up, putting actions behind your words, okay? Creating powerful habits. A habit of, you know what, let me do my research. Let me read a little bit more. Let me stay off of social media a little bit more. Let me, you know, stop being so negative. Let me speak positivity over myself. Those are habits that you have to do, you know, in order to learn how to be truly successful, you know. But by learning and mastering the skill of becoming successful, you will achieve several wonderful side benefits, okay? So when I come back, I'm going to give y'all some side benefits that definitely can help you when it comes to success or trying to be successful, all right? You know why? Because Miss Girl, Miss Diamond, your girl out here, I got you. And, of course, later on this hour, I have Big O'Meezy in the studio ready to let y'all know everything that's going on in and around the world while he's touring with E-40, all right? So stay right here on Faces of Success Radio, Interviews with the Stars.
Not again. Oh, this ain't supposed to happen to me.
Keep rocking and keep knocking. Whether you Louboutin it up or Reebokin, you see that hate that they serving on a platter. So what we gon' have, dessert or disaster?
I never thought I'd be in love like this. When I look at you, my mind goes on a trip. Then you came in.
Caspers, so we could finally fly off into NASA. You was always the cheerleader of my dreams. It seemed to only date the head of football teams. And I was the class clown that always kept you laughing. We were never meant to be, baby, we just happened. So please, don't mess up the trick. Hey, young world, I'm the new Slick Rick. They say I move too quick, but we can't let this moment pass us. Let the hourglass pass right into ashes. Let the wind blow the ash right before my glasses. So I wrote this love letter right before my classes. I could have got his ass, someone that's only average for advice. OMG, you listen to that, bitch? Woe is me, baby, this is tragic. Cause we had it, we was magic. I was flying, now I'm crashing. This is bad, real bad, Michael Jackson. Now I'm mad, real mad, Joe Jackson. You should leave your boyfriend now,
so
I'ma
ask him. Take the good with the bad, happy and the sad. But will you bring a better future than I had in the past? Oh, cause I don't wanna make the same mistakes I did.
I am back right here live in the studio. And if you are just tuning in, I want you to get ready. Coming up real soon, I have today's wonderful guest, Vic Omizi, in the building. And I don't want you to miss that interview, okay? So right now I'm talking to you guys about success. And, you know, if anybody knows me, okay, you know that Ms. Diamond always talks about success and, you know, what you need to do to get there. You know why? Because I really want you to get there. There's so much room for success that I want you to do whatever it is necessary to get there. Write your goals out. Be positive. Go out, you know. But let me give y'all some side benefits on, you know, why learning and mastering the skill of becoming successful is something that you want to do. You know, first of all, you will grow in confidence, okay? Confidence is the secret sauce to all successful people. Another side benefit, you will inspire others to follow their dreams. By simply following and settling, you know, and realizing your dreams, you give people the opportunity to look at you and want to follow, you know, you give them inspiration as well, okay? The another thing that may happen is you become an interesting person, attracting other interesting people, which provides your life with richness as well as purpose, meaning, and direction, okay? Another thing I want you to know that you can benefit from is you will feel like you have control over your life, okay? If you are only focused on yourself and your goals and what you need to do and those around you that's going to help you get successful, you won't have time to dwell on the negativity that's out there or, you know, the negativity that, you know, you could have been dealing with, you know, before. You know, you really have control and a little bit of what you got going on, you know. Also, you'll be able to achieve any goal you want simply through confidence and belief of achieving previous goals. Now, oftentimes we set goals for ourselves and we'll accomplish that goal and then it's like, now what? Well, if you set one goal, you should set another goal and another one. And every time you meet those goals, you check it off and you reward yourself. You know, you celebrate a little. I'm not saying go over the top and drink and fall out and all of that crazy stuff, but what I'm saying is celebrate a little. You know, be happy about your accomplishments and about your success, all right? I want you to know that you'll be able to design a life rather than to just live one. Now, what I mean by design a life is you'll be able to see that home that you ultimately want to live in. You'll be able to see that vehicle that you ultimately want to drive. If you have no goals, you're not working after your success, then you're going to be really complacent as into where you are. You know, you can be real stagnant, and we already know that doesn't do anything for you or your life, you know. You have the power to let go of past negative experiences and destructive thinking. Now, oftentimes we have been through situations when we are trying to accomplish our goals and we ran into a negative experience, you know. Well, I'm here to tell you today, you don't have to be negative about nothing that happened in the past, okay? You can take it as a learning opportunity or a lesson learned or, man, I won't do that again. But also, in the meantime, in between time, you don't have to stay in that situation. You don't have to stay in that mindset, okay? So definitely it's a mindset. You need to change the way you think, you know. And I want you to understand and remember this. It doesn't matter what your dream is. What is important is that you have one, okay? And this is what I want you to do. I challenge you guys to find someone you admire who has the success you want, look at what they did to get there, and then you work hard on your own goals to get there. Now, when I say find somebody you admire, I don't mean find somebody you want to be and you hate on them and you know, you worried about how hard they stunting. No, don't worry about that. You need to worry about yourself. But if you want to be somebody like Will Smith, who's a writer, a producer, an actor, you know, you need to probably follow the guidelines as to what he did, but not hate on what he did. You know what I'm saying? I want y'all to get this on today, all right? But that's my time for now with today's Hot Topic. Of course, you can follow me on Facebook, which is Miss Diamond Hot Topic. You can also hit me up on Twitter and Instagram. You know, I love to interact with you. So hit me up, Miss Diamond Hot Topic. And coming up real soon in the studio, I don't know if y'all ready, but I'm ready. I got big old music. Stay tuned right here on Facebook Success Radio. Interviews with the Stars. I'll be right back, and I'm going to bring on music in the studio. Hope y'all ready for that one.
KV on the beat.
Bet not, no, nigga. no nigga. Bet not no nigga. All I know is
all I know.
Bet not no nigga. Bet not no nigga. Bet not no nigga.
Bet not no nigga. Come running up. I don't even feel like I gotta pop the trunk. Hit him with a 2-piece, he's seeing stars. Quasar comments like, is this war? Got bars, barbaric, I bust a flow. Caught him talking foul shit, I bust a snow. Stay on my toes, I am a pro. Something different, you ain't messing with the average yo. So cold frost bitch ya, big I split ya. This'll have him say big O, we miss ya. Summertime mine, no pine, no bleacher. Gotta be the main top, draw that feature. Kodak, nigga, picture that. So quick, so fast, I brought it back. In a wing, Trump drop, we mob the jack. Hit the block in the drop, no top, we back. I bet, I bet, I bet. All my niggas got it like that. Got paws, don't need no straps. Real talk, my nigga, I speak facts. Come on.
Bet not no nigga. Bet not no nigga. Bet not no nigga. All I know is
all I know.
Bet not no nigga. Bet not no nigga. Bet not no nigga. All I know is
all I know.
Bet not no nigga. Bet not no nigga. Bet not no nigga. All I know is
all I know.
Bet not no nigga. Bet not no nigga. Bet not no nigga.
Bet not no nigga, be jawjacking. My team strong, don't be slacking. My pimp game straight money macking. All high fives and big dapping. Walk up in the spot like I'm the man. We turned up, you too late. My bitch bad, yours plain Jane. My count cash and claim fame. Where my dogs at? All pit bulls, no poodles.
Poodles.
Certified.
Certified.
Bonafide.
Bonafide.
We'll knock you out your noodle. We paint the town, you just doodle. About that life that a lot of y'all knew. So you wanna earn stripes? Run with the bosses. Take no shit, never take no losses. Hit him with the left, right, bob and weed. Nigga do you, but you can do me. You can get dropped by what you gon' see. And all my niggas think just like me. Come on.
Bet not no nigga. Bet not no nigga. Bet not no nigga. All I know is
all I know.
Bet not no nigga. Bet not no nigga. Bet not no nigga. All I know is
all I know.
Bet not no nigga. Bet not no nigga. Bet not no nigga. All I know is
all I know.
Bet not no nigga. Bet not no nigga. Bet not no nigga. All I know is
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 all I know is.
Welcome back, welcome back. Well, that was Bet Not by today's special guest, Big O'Neezy. And I just want to let y'all know that I'm ready for today's interview, all right? So what's up, Big O? How are you?
I can't complain. I'm chilling, enjoying this beautiful day. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm chilling, you know. Your music got me ready for whatever the night got for me.
And that's all right there. You know, it's like, you know. That song right there, that's just like, you know, you know, sometimes you just wake up and you feel like, man, but nobody say nothing to me today. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up.
But that's just how I felt when I did that particular song.
Okay, okay. So, you know, tell us about, you know, I know you've been out here in the music scene for some time now, but tell us about, you know, when you start writing, okay, how do you come up with songs like Bet Not? I mean, is it like, dang, I went through this situation yesterday, so today I'm going to write this right here. I'm going to put it out there, like, don't even try it. Like, is there a specific mind frame you have to be in when you write songs like that?
What it is like during the week or, like, you know, throughout the month, I write, like, when I'm feeling some type of way, I write it down in my phone, like a title or something. And I'll be like, if I get a beat, as soon as I get a beat that matches the way I'm feeling, I'm just the subject matter I'm gonna go with. So I got a new producer, his name is DJ Kodak. I was over his house listening to some beats, and it was like his beats, like he never had nobody rap on his beats. I'm the first person that rapped on his beat. So this song right here was the first beat I chose, and the first beat of his that anybody ever rapped on. As soon as I heard it, I said, "Now I already got the song in my head. That's the one I've been looking for." And as soon as I got to the crib, I wrote the song instantly. It took me probably about 2 hours just to get it all out, because it was already in my mind, already what I was gonna say. So it took me a minute to get this, you know, have him scratch on it, and you know that's my producer scratching on it, and just, you know, but it didn't take, you know, because you know after you get an idea, then you got to put it into motion and produce it and, you know, arrange it and get it, you know, the way you want it in your mind. So, you know, that's pretty much how I do. When I hear a beat first, when I hear a beat, I do what the beat say. So that's what it told me to do.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's what's up. You know, a lot of people say, oh, I wrote this rap or whatever, and, you know, and then I went and got a beat. Well, how does that even match to me? I don't know.
I think I used to do that. And I used to write full songs. Like, I just have, without a beat, I'll just write full songs. But I'm so blessed to have so many producers that, you know, that I work with or that I go out and find that, you know, I don't put the cart before the horse no more. I get the horse and I just hop on it.
Okay. Well, for those of your fans who don't know, you know, you was raised in the heart of the Bay, you know, East Oakland, okay?
Yeah. Yep.
But so all of your influences came from an early age, you know, from people like Houdini and Too Short and Run DMC. You know, tell me some of the things you used to do, you know, growing up in East Oakland, you know, that was kind of like those, you know, artists.
I used to hustle, you know, I used to hustle real tough. Now, me and my cousins and, you know, me and the youngsters in our community, We was in the worst of the worst of the hood, 98 Bancroft, Sunnyside, East Oakland, during the worst of the worst times, D-boying, and, you know, everybody is, you know, everybody's selling D, and, you know, everybody pretty much struggling. But, you know, my older cousins just taught me a system of how to survive, basically. You know, we had a gas station on the corner, so they taught me how to pump gas, you know what I'm saying? So as a young mustache, I was, you know, every morning going up there, you know, asked, "Can I pump your gas for a quarter?" That's what we did. We had the D boys would come through and they cutlasses and what have you, and we'd be like, "Can I pump your gas for a quarter?" Knowing that, you know, they was having it, so they was gonna slide us $1, $5, or what have you. You know, like, wow. We had a couple of gas stations. We had one on Foothill. We had, you know, we had one on International. We had a few, so we had a little racket going, and you know, we was little badasses. So, you know, if anybody, any outsiders came in, our, you know, on our little turf, we would run them off, you know. So
right.
We had all kind of little hustles. We'd go up to Round Table, fold boxes, you know, and they'd give us a piece. That we'd go to the candy factory or Granny Goose and get, you know, we'd put 5 pennies in the newspaper box early in the morning, take all the newspapers and slang them. You know, we'd go to the airport, to the Oakland airport, put back little carts and get a quarter. And back then you could put a cart back and get a quarter, and we'd just search the whole park. We'd just search the whole parking lot for the carts and put them back. We'd be like, "Can we take your cart?" And then as soon as you slide it back in, you'll get a quarter. You know, we had all kind of, one thing Oakland taught me was how to hustle. You know, and it was ingrained in my cerebral cortex and in my spine, just, you know, regardless of what, to survive, you know, regardless of the situation. So I definitely, every time I talk to anybody or do an interview, I gotta give credit where credit is due. Is I give it to East Oakland for, you know, my family members for teaching me how to survive.
That's what's up. So definitely shout out to East Oakland, you know, for everything that Oakland brings. I mean, a lot of people don't know about Oakland and what it really has and the richness in the city. You know, people look at Oakland like, oh, it's just another city, but you know, it's been a lot of people, as far as rappers, you know, singers, actors that come right there from the heart of Oakland. And I always, always say I appreciate those who always give a shout out to where they're from.
Yeah, you gotta do it, but you know, especially somebody like me, like, you know, my parents divorced at a very early age. So, you know, my father was in San Francisco and my mother was in Oakland, and so I got family in San Francisco and I have family in Oakland, so you know, it was a teeter-totter. You know, I was back and forth. That was at the age of 5, so I was, you know, I was conditioned in my mind just to deal with what my father was doing in East Oakland in San Francisco and what my mother was doing, you know what I'm saying, in East Oakland. You know, that's, you know, So I had to develop kind of like a split personality of just dealing with certain situations in life in general. Regarding the music, where you was talking about the music, the Houdinis of the world and all that, you know, we had a park, Sunnyside Park, that's right across the street from where we lived at. And every time we got to the park, it was always the D-Boys was always over there, you know, bumping Too Short, bumping Houdini, you know, just super loud, you know, Run DMC, just everything. So you couldn't help but get intertwined in what, and not just that, with my older brother, you know, they was getting in the Manolium, they was break dancing, and my brother was raw with it. He could flare and backspin and do all that. Like, you know, it was one of them times, you know, where, no, real talk, it was one of them times where hip hop was like real prevalent. Like every aspect of, you know, every aspect of hip hop was right there, front and center for you to see.
Okay, so what would you tell, you know, some of the younger generation right now about the industry and, you know, if they want to get into the industry, you know, tell them some things that they can do to be successful?
It all depends because, you know, if you're talking about, oh, I just want to be a rapper, I just want to pick up a mic and go in the vocal booth and just rap and just say a bunch of stuff and rap, you know, that's one thing. But if you want to be part of hip hop, be part of the culture, you know, it's so many different elements to being in, if you're talking about just being a rapper or being, you know, producers, you got people who make videos, you got radio, it's so many different elements. You just got to find out what you want to do. Now, for longevity, I suggest you learn every aspect because, you know, rap may not be the thing. You may want to be a producer. Producer may not be the thing. You might want to do radio. Radio may not do the thing. You might want to do video. There's so many different ways for you to make money. A lot of people get caught up just trying to be a rapper, you know, but it might take you a good 10 years before you even get your name out there just a little bit to network and get to know people life experiences up to be able to otherwise you're going to be writing somebody else's life. You got to get some life experiences up under your belt so that when you pick that pen up, somebody can learn from you, you know what I'm saying, get from your life experiences. So, you know, sometimes you got to get in at the ground level. Sometimes you got to start in the basement. You got to, you know, like when you see these Fortune 500 companies and they getting interns, where they go put you first? They put you in the mail room. They make you go get coffee, bagels, and all that type of junk. And then, and then after a while, you know, like a lot of people I've seen that's in high positions now, they started in the mail room. They started at the bottom, and they worked their way up and through time and getting connections and learning. You know, because, you know, if you don't go to a 4-year college, then you got to learn somehow. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody going to just give you the game. You got to kind of like earn it too at the same time. So that's why I say I give you the game, but you're going to have to go get some coffee. You're going to have to sweep up. You're going to have to, you know, do all the little things. And then eventually, if you don't quit and you don't give up and you don't piss a bitch, you will get your opportunity. You just got to, when it pop up, you got to grab it because you could miss your opportunity and wait for it to come back around. And, you know, you just got to be wise and intelligent to be able to see your opportunity when it's in front of your face and not mess it up. A lot of people mess it up by going to jail, doing all kind of dumb shit. You know, that's what derails their opportunity. So if you're smart enough to see opportunity and humble yourself to start at the bottom, which a lot of cats don't want to do. You know, you want fast quarter or you want slow nickel. Slow nickel is going to keep you in the game longer. Fast quarter, you're going to be out of sight, out of mind real quick. So, you know, my advice, like you said, just like you just asked, my advice is to take your time, learn everything you can about this game, every aspect, and then eventually it'll be your time to shine.
That's real. Right there, that's real talk, you know. Somebody started from somewhere.
That's real, yeah. I mean, you got to learn, and somebody learned from somebody.
Oh, yeah. On the show today, I definitely talked about success because I believe that there's so much room in the world for success. You just got to find your own path. You know what I'm saying? So you got to start somewhere. First of all, you can't sit back. You can't watch somebody else in their success and look at them and say, dang, they doing it. Well, I'm salty about it. I'm bitter about it. But you ain't getting up off that couch doing nothing about it. You know, you just sitting there watching, you know? So
you definitely got to start somewhere. It's so much stimuli there's so much stimuli out there as far as you turn on mega mansions, you turn on mega RVs, custom cars, custom jewelry shows, you know, all this different shows that you see. How I'm Living, well, How I'm Living ain't popping no more, but, you know, you had Cribs, MTV Cribs, you had the Life, and, you know, there's different shows on TV, and, you know, it's thrown at you. So if you ain't having it, and you always seeing it thrown at you, and then you're not seeing no opportunities to get it. Like, one of my mantras is share it or show me how. Like, if you ain't gonna share what you got, at least show me how to get it. You know, a lot of these shows, they'll show you what they got. They ain't gonna show you how to achieve it, how to reach out and take it. You know what I'm saying? That's my only thing. It's like, it's a whole bunch of successful people out there, but they not gonna give you two seconds to try to tell you how to get it. You know what I'm saying? I'm just me personally, I'm just so blessed to have mentors like E40 and just everybody that I came up under, you know, that just shooting the shit, just playing dominoes, and just through regular conversation, it just give you game. It just comes out their pores just naturally. You ain't got to tug and pull. You ain't got to pull no teeth. You ain't got to, you know what I mean? You don't got to ask no questions. You just sit up there, and I'm a sponge about my game. So I just sit there. I just can sit there and shut my mouth and just open my ears and just listen and learn every day from cats and see the success. You know what I mean? I imagine it, see it with my own eyes. So, you know, there's a lot of people, that's what I'm saying, you got to be receptive and open them ears and learn how to absorb game. If you don't know how to do that, I don't know what to tell you.
Right. You got to align yourself with successful people as well. You know, you can't cheer with the people who ain't doing nothing, thinking you're going to get somewhere.
Like-minded, I don't want to call nobody a loser, but like-minded people that are sitting around depressed, you got a whole bunch of people depressed sitting around each other, that's not going to get the job done. You know what I mean? Somebody got to jump out there and say, you know what, this person is having it, he's doing it the right way, I'm going to ask him how I can be like him and tell him I will start at the very bottom. Just show me what I got to do. Just tell me what I got to do. If they say no, bug their ass until they are receptive to you, because eventually they're gonna say, you know what, I think you're a go-getter. I respect your hustle and your determination and your motivation. I'm going to give you an opportunity. And you got to say, all right, man, I'm going to grab it, man. I'm going to go ahead and do it. It's going to be a sacrifice, but you know what, I'm going to do it. A lot of people won't humble themselves to do it like that, though.
That's real right there. So when we talk about, you know, you mentioned E40 earlier, you know, so E40, you kind of crossed his path around, what, 93, right?
That was the first, probably the 94, the first encounter, but then, you know, through one of the homies, it was like a re-acknowledgement. You know, a little bit later, like 95, 96, you know what I'm saying? You know, and then eventually it was like all the time, basically, you know what I mean? So, you know, I just put myself in a position to be, you know, be in the right place and just, you know, stay being a sponge and just stay being up under success and you know what I mean? And up under the light, basically, you know what I'm saying? When all I seen was dark,
right.
I seen some light, and I was like, let me stay up under this light and get warm.
But it was always
continuous stimuli. You know, it was a whole bunch of people. During that time, it was a whole bunch of people that I could learn from, but when you were one person that's giving you game, and then next thing you know, you see you around so many fixtures and factors, you know what I'm saying, like the Spice Ones and the Tupacs and the everybody, you know, everybody in the internet, man. If you see my pictures that I put on my Instagram, you will see even my throwbacks. It's just so many different people I just put out there, not on no braggadocio, just to show people. You know that, you know, and I ain't, if you know me, anybody that know me know I ain't no arrogant dude. So even though I know and been around a whole bunch of people, I stay consistent about the way I am. You know what I mean? It's just that I'd rather show you better than I could tell you that I have been in this game and I have been around a lot of people and I have absorbed a lot of game and I do have E40 to thank for that, straight up.
Okay, so shout out to, you know, the ambassador of the day, E40.
Real life.
You know, I,
yeah.
I, One thing I do hear about California, you know, California is huge, but one thing that I do hear about California and artists and, you know, rappers is, you know, E-40 being from the Bay Area and always repping the Bay, always, you know, reaching out and just kicking it in his area. So he's not just, you know, someone who has moved on, you know, and you two haven't just been from the Bay and that's it, you know, and moved on and so Hollywood, you know. When I hear about Omizi, I hear Bay Area. That's what he had. That's what he rocking, you know. So shout out to both of you guys on that one for, like I said, not only just repping from where you're from, but still going back, giving back, you know, just always, you know.
I'm multi-state though. I'm one of them dudes that's multi-state. You know, as a young mustache, my mom's put us on the Greyhound bus and moved us to my grandmother in Ogden, Utah. You know what I'm saying? And I was out there, you know, from a young hyena out there fresh, sent, you know, like pepper in a sugar bowl to a strange land where I had to adapt.
Right.
And I went out there and got an education and found some other people that look like me and talk like me, people that I, you know, I'm friends with to this day. I just went out there to Salt Lake City and did the summer jam out there and had all my folks out there. You know, and my father moved from San Francisco to Sacramento. You know, he was a minister, so he moved to Sacramento. So I also got, you know, spent a whole bunch of time in Sacramento. So I'm a multifaceted dude. Like it's East Oakland, it's Frisco, it's Sacramento, it's Ogden, Utah. I'm just multifaceted as far as my nomadness. You know what a nomad is? This person, just somebody just been everywhere and just traveled and, you know, just traveled the globe, just, you know, living life and just experiencing so many things that's made me the man I am today.
Okay. Well, we ain't gonna just say, you know, Sacramento, Fresno. We're gonna talk about performing on stages, you know, across America and headlining in Japan. What was that like?
Man, that was a beautiful thing. Norway, you know, performing in front of a whole bunch of people that barely speak English, you know. Japan was tight because we went out there and we performed for the troops twice. We went out there twice. And just, you know, just giving back to our military branches. You know, they out there stressed out, and it's good that, you know, fans can go out, you know, can see, you know what I'm saying, you know, especially people from the Bay, because there's a lot of people from the Bay that's out there in Japan and it's good for them to be able to release, and they definitely know how to have fun, you know, when it's opportune time. And Norway, that's another place that was off the chain. Amsterdam was definitely off the chain. There's a whole bunch of behind the scenes stuff that I could tell you about, but you probably ain't gonna believe me. All these different places is just, you know, it's just a good experience for everybody to be able to enjoy. And I ain't done yet, you know, by no stretch of the means. Like I'm trying to hit up Dubai. I'm trying to hit up England. We ain't been out to England yet.
Trying
to hit up Australia, you know, see what Australia's about. Germany, trying to hit up out there. All the different, everywhere. I'm trying to get them stamps in my passport. You know what I mean? I'm trying to get it cracking, so. You know, I'm in my prime still, so I feel I'm keeping it cracking. All of us, my whole team.
Our whole team,
our whole organization is focused on forward momentum.
Yes. So, I mean, I love it. I mean, that's definitely a goal to follow. I mean, who doesn't want to go to Dubai? I want to talk about All I Know. You know, tell me a little bit about that. Album.
My partner Molly Mall up out of Vegas. He's from Northern Cali though. He did a lot of songs called like Wake Up In It with like French Montana, a bunch of other people. You know, he's a producer and whatnot. He's an organizer. He out there having it. I flew out to his house in Vegas. He had a slap for me, and he did the hook, but I went out there, like, I did my verse at, like, 3-4, and probably about 4-5 in the morning, because, you know, I'm all about opportunities, and he gave me opportunity, and I put it in, and rhymed as soon as I heard it, and I just wrote down. And he did pick me up in a Maybach. He had his dude, you know, his assistant or what have you, pick me up in a Maybach fresh off the plane. So that's what I'm talking about in the first verse when I say, when that Maybach pulled up, I was like, hell, motherfucker, yeah, because I was so juiced when I seen it. When I seen it pick me up, you know, but pick me up at the airport, you know what I mean? I was like, oh, no, it's going down. When you see a white Maybach pull up at the port, you feel me, landing in Vegas, I mean, hold up, you know? So, so, you know, but that song is basically, that's all I know at this point in life in general is entertainment. I am in the entertainment industry. This is what I do. This is all I know every day, 24/7 is, and wake up thinking about how I can maneuver and make something out of nothing. You know what I mean? At this point, you know, ain't no turning back. Ain't no other way that unless you that dribbling a ball or throwing a football or catching a football or doing something like that you're going to figure out how to make $1 million unless you invent something. So, you know what I mean? So all I know how to do is right now at this particular time is invent songs and try to put them out there and hopefully something catch and it get bigger than what it is, and I keep it going just like everybody else.
Okay. All right, so we're going to bless your fans today with All I Know, and we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Try to motivate, you feel me?
Ain't nothing nothing wrong with that. We you know, hey, that's my thing. But tell me, how has your life been different than what you imagined?
To be honest with you, I think this is pretty much how I called it in my mind when I first told my homeboys after I graduated. I was like, man, I'm getting up out of here. I'm finna get in this music business some way, somehow. And I was in Ogden, so I was like, I gotta go back to Cali. But you know, I'm one of them dudes that start at the bottom. You know, if, like I told you, I pumped gas. You know what I'm saying? I cleaned apartments. You know, I mean, I worked on a pig farm, and I don't even like pig. I don't even, you know what I mean? I did it all to survive. You know, as far legally, like I ain't never saw no dope or nothing like that, just because I had a whole bunch of relatives that was on dope. You know what I mean? And I had folks, you know, that I knew that sold dope, and I knew that eventually, you know, that ain't gonna do nothing but get you locked up. So, you know, at the end of the day, I was, you know, through hard work, I knew eventually that I was gonna work my way up the totem pole and be able to shine. You know, so basically, I just, okay. You know, I still got a lot more to do though. You know, I got trinkets. You know, don't get me wrong. You know, I got the house, nice. I got the nice car and all that. I got trinkets, but I still got more to do, straight up.
Okay. That's what's up. So some people don't know that, you know, you worked your way up from bodyguard to road manager.
Yep. That's where I started.
You know
I was a professional. I was a professional head buster. You know, I can peel your potato. I can peel your potato. I can put your head on flat.
Okay.
I'm good with the hands and feet, you know, all of that, you know what I'm saying? But I'm also a learner, you know what I'm saying? And I had a mentor in Chaz Hayes, who was E40's manager, and he gave me the game on how to do, 40 taught me how to count measures, which is how you even write a song. You know, you got to know how to count measures. Mm-hmm. Anybody who is a recording artist, when I was in the studio, he taught me how to count measures. I knew how to write raps. You know, because I was writing raps, you know, as a kid, I was trying to figure out how to write raps, but you still had to know, you got to know what a 12 is, a 6, an 8, a 16, all that. You got to know how to write, you know, bars. He taught me how to do that. Chaz Hayes taught me how to do contracts, how to fill out a contract, you know, just the ins and outs, how to get, when you get around successful people, higher ups, you know, label heads and radio people, how to deal with those people, how to straighten up and fly right and talk to them a certain type of way. You know, a lot of people taught me just by me watching. You know, you didn't have to sit down and open a book and say, this is what you do, this is how you say. You just tell me where to go and just tell me what to do, and that's what I'm good at. I'm good at learning on the fly. I don't crack under pressure and all that type of junk, because I'm a survivor. So, you know, like I'm going to tell everybody out there, if you want to be successful, find you a mentor, you know, and stay up under that mentor and squeeze that mentor for all the game that they can give you, you know what I mean? And
right.
You know, real talk, you know, and if they overflowing, like the people I know that's overflowing with information of not even just music, just life in general, like how to treat a family member, like how to just life in general. Like, you know, you got to stop staying around weaklings and people that is negative and all that, man. Shake them like a bad habit because they're going to be there. You know, you get some game, and then you try to give them some game, and then if they're not receptive, you keep learning game, and then you check on them again. You don't never write off. I got so many folks that I never write off. I don't write off nobody unless you just do something just completely out of hand. Then I write you off.
Right.
But that's few and far between. But I always check on my folks to see if I can give them a helping hand as far as, you know, I ain't finna give you no money, though, because ain't nobody giving me shit, so you got to go out. I give you the game, though. Like, the game was given to me of how to survive.
Right,
and
right.
How I'll go work at McDonald's, and I'll go work at a nightclub busting heads, and I, you know what I mean, and I'll go do shit to survive, and you can't do the same thing, and you want to come over here with your hand out, you got me all the way, you know what I mean? It's real talk. If you ain't exercised those options first before you ask, then you playing with the game. That's just how I feel.
Yeah.
Now, if you come to me and say, man, I tried, and I can't find no work, and it ain't happening, then I say, okay, I see what I could do. I ain't rich by no means, and I ain't at that level yet to where you can call me and be like, man, let me get a G. I ain't got it like that, homie. You got me messed up. I'll tell you where you can get a job,
right,
though, where you can earn it. In a couple of weeks, you'll get your first paycheck, and put his Porsche down. Because, you know, you ruin a lot of friendships by trying to loan somebody some money, then they can't pay you back, and then you're going to be on their helmet. You know what I mean? Then that's how friendships end. You know what I'm saying? So, but you can pay
that's
your tithes to the church.
Come in at.
You can pay your tithes to the church and all that because you know where that money is going. You can give it to, you know, ALS, or you can give it to diabetes foundations and heart disease and all that, somewhere where you know it's going. But just handing somebody some money that they just gonna burn up, that ain't the way. You know, I'm about giving people game. Let them take that game and turn it into something so it bubbles. You know, just on that particular subject, I just had to touch down on that particular subject just while it was on my mind. But other than that, as far as this music game, man, this is where this the entertainment business. Period, man. You might want to be an actor, you might want to be a singer, man. You just gotta find your niche and do it to the fullest. Don't do it halfway. Do it 100. You know what I mean? Get a master's in whatever. As far as a street master, like learning to master, like my father used to tell me, I don't care if you a ditch digger, be a master at that, you know, digging ditches. You know what I'm saying? Figure out ways to make it easier to dig a ditch. You know what I mean? Do everything you could possibly do to get better. That's all I'm saying.
Right. That's what's up. I mean, you got to go ham for what you know. You know what I'm saying?
No,
because
it's somebody out there that's willing. It's somebody out there willing to take your place. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, for sure. So what I want to do is I want to play Park. You know, tell us a little bit about Park before we jump into that one.
Just imagine yourself at the club in line, a long ass line, right? You know, it'd be a long ass line, and you stand in a line, probably with your girl or your homeboys. Now imagine a car pulling up in the front. A bunch of dudes hopping out and going straight through, no pat down, no nothing, just going straight through to the VIP, to the bottle service and all that. That's, imagine you just poking out your head and saying, you know, I want to be that. That's what I'm attaining to be. That's where I'm reaching to be. I'm trying to be parked in the front. So that's what that song is, my mentality. And that was for me being a bouncer, being at the front door and seeing a whole bunch of people in line. I used to get a kick at going to the back of the line, like all the way at the end, and it's pulling the homies or pulling, you know, folks that always come through up to the front. You know what I mean? Not for no money, just because they always come, just because they always came and they always came and spent money. You know what I mean? Or you see people in nice cars just come pull, or just anybody, just, you know, it's about coming from the back and just pulling up to the front, basically. You know what I mean? That's what that's about.
Okay. I've definitely been there. I know what that's been like before.
You could be at a comedy show. You could be at a comedy show waiting in a long-ass line, anything. You know what I mean? Somebody going to pull up and just walk straight in. You're going to be like, damn, who is that? I'm trying to be that person.
Yeah. All right. So we're going to jump into Park, and we'll be right back, right here.
Voila.
On Interviews with the Stars. Today's special guest, Mr. Big O Meezy.
Excuse me, sir. Would you like your car parked in the garage? It's only $40 for valet.
Nah, I'm Big O Meezy, man. I got to park in the front.
Right in the front where the buses be parked at.
Let me up.
See me coming in a big ass truck. I'm on time.
Guess what?
I'm a boss, so I'm fucking in the front.
Don't be mad. Be happy.
Fresh paint job, pull up in the navy. So sick, cause I feel like I'm the shit. And I know I need to quit, but I'm having hella fun with this. Me rolling like a new jack. I just can't do that. Got them looking saying who that. Big rude, not never. Full of love, way too clever.
Do it kind of damn. Big dude, not rude, not never. Sorry, but I'm way too
clever. I can make a ring with our brother. Cold on that sweater. Just know that I'm tougher than leather. Ain't no way you can get hard in the truck. You can hear me have a laugh pulling up in the front. Decades, big black, big dreams. Big dreams. Big dreams. Big dreams. My set, my dreams.
Then a novice, then I turn pro. You know what I'm saying? So I'm trying to get it.
Right. So let's talk about this event that you have coming up. You know, talking about pulling up in the front.
Yeah, I got a couple events I'm trying to wiggle my way to. You know what I mean? I got a show. Now before I perform with E40, so I do hype man with him up there on stage. Mm-hmm. Start learning from one of the best that ever did it. You know, we've been doing that for many moons. And I also do my solo shows, you know what I'm saying? So, and then some shows I open up for 40 and then perform with them. So, you know, I get to the end 1,000%. So, you know, we got, like I said, we got the Summer Jam coming up in Reno. We got a show coming up in Vegas on the 12th. We got Chico. I'll be performing in Chico on the 26th.
September 26th. Oh, yeah.
Yes, I turned 26 out there in Chico, California. So just wiggling. Then I'm working on my EP. I got an EP called Prayers and Profanity. You know what I mean? So, and that's gonna be like eight songs. That's gonna be coming out real soon. I'm still working on that. You know, actually, Bet Not and All I Know is two of the songs off the new EP. That's gonna be dropping. So I'm just working. I'm working. Just, you know, trying to stay. Stay money motivated, like 40 would say.
Ain't no wrong with that. Well, I just want to let you know I was out in SAC one day, and just so happened to be at the gas station, and a guy pulled up. You know, he looking hard or whatever, and he like, why don't y'all come to this concert? You know, okay, let me look at this little flyer you just slid us. And I just instantly started laughing because I'm like, come on now. Oh, maybe gonna be there. I'm there. Like, you don't even understand.
Voila.
So, you know, we just chopped it up for a minute, and, you know, and I was just like, oh, I'm bringing my group through. I'm bringing my girls. You know, we're gonna be looking good. It is what it is. So we definitely gonna be at the event in Chico. Okay.
Make sure you get my attention. Make sure I know where you at.
Oh yeah, we're definitely coming through. You know, there's a lot of people. Not just from the Bay Area, but people from SAC, people from L.A., I mean, people from Detroit, you know, have requested your songs and, oh, can you play this? Can you ask them this? Can you ask them that? So, you know, you definitely got love and you definitely got supporters out here. So, you know, that's definitely what's up.
I just got to keep it going. That's all. You know, like, you know, you throw enough stuff at the wall, eventually a bunch of stuff is going to stick, you know what I mean? And you just got to have a you know, that alligator skin, you gotta have tough skin. That's everybody. That's just in general. Just everybody in this game. You just gotta have thick skin. You just gotta be able to, you know, just keep pushing. You gotta have tunnel vision. Just everything gotta be full steam ahead. You know what I mean? And that's what I'm all about. I'm all about just forward momentum and, you know, upward and forward momentum. I know it's cliche, but it is what it is. That's what I do.
Right. So tell me what that felt like once when you first had the opportunity to see yourself, you know, as you performed on stage for probably the first time in front of a large audience. You know, what was that like going back, watching yourself like, dang, that's me. I got the crowd rocking. You know, they moving. You know, what was that feeling like?
It's awesome to have people dancing to your songs, you know, and grooving and having a good time. By the time I get on stage, I'm already feeling some type of way. Like I already, you know, flipped the switch. Like I'm finna go out there and go ham, in regards to whom or what, I'm about to show up, show out. You know, especially to my own music. I gotta put down that demonstration. And it's just feel from where I came from, and just to be blessed to be in the position, because. You know, I remember, I have vivid memories of me seeing successful people and me saying to myself, damn, I want to do that one day. You know, certain people that I come in contact with that I was trying to say, man, how can I do this and how can I do that? And they would just tell me, and I have vivid memories of them telling me what to do and me just staying positive and saying eventually at some point I will be able to do it. And you know, I've been on stage in front of 30,000 people and not been nervous and not been worried to the point. Now I can just get on stage and just rock to where, and that's coming from somebody who, when I was younger, I had stage fright. Like I had bad stage fright. My palms were sweat. You know, I started hyperventilating. It's just all kind of just, I just had to really just shake that. And it took me a minute to shake that. So for me, when you see me now from where I was and not being able to be in front of people like that, man, it's a blessing. You know, because I could have crumbled under the light, and I could have crumbled under the pressure and under the light and shriveled up into my little cubbyhole. But you know, I said, nah, man, if I'm gonna do it, I gotta stand tall and go for what I know. You know, and that's what I've been doing ever since.
Wow. So being on tour and, you know, going to places like Japan and Amsterdam and Norway, you know, is there anything you've never told the fans about a great moment you've had on tour?
I can't say I never told them, because, you know, I'm an open book. I pretty much put it out there. I would just say enjoy every moment, because I learned a long time ago to take pictures and video to show what you're doing, because, you know, you can sit – it's people that, you know, people who was famous or who had opportunities back in the days before they had the Instagrams and YouTubes and all that, that wish they had what were able to capture that on film or capture that, you know, on camera and all that, so they could show people. So now I have the opportunity. So every time, every time something big happened, I can capture it and show people, this is what I did. You know what I mean? Especially if I'm away from my kids, I can say, this is why I was gone. This is what I was doing. You know what I mean? So, you know, there's no opportunities. I mean, just being able to be somewhere else besides your little block where a lot of people be, you just be trapped on their little block or in their city, and they never get a chance to go other places and experience other cultures and learn from other cultures and just, you know, because you only live once, so you got to get out there and do it while you can. You know, and don't regret, and have no regrets. Don't leave it on the floor. Have no regrets. So, you know, my thing is to tell all the people out there that's listening, is that if it's out there for you to get it, but you can't get it sitting on the computer. You can't get it sitting on your hands. You can't get it having self doubt. You can't get it relying on other people to help you. You got to get out there and bust your ass and get it for yourself. And when the door closed, you got to kick that motherfucker open, and if it open a little bit, stick your pinky toe in it. Eventually, your big toe will get in there, your arm, your leg, your kneecap, and all that. And when it open, you got to take full advantage of your opportunity when it's there, and don't mess it up.
You know, my thing is, why do you have to tell people that? I mean, ain't nobody about to give you nothing.
You know why? Because somebody told me that. You understand me? This ain't coming from Omizi. It's coming from Omizi, but this came from somebody by way of somebody else who got it from somebody else who got it from somebody else. And you're not going to learn right. by osmosis. You're not going to learn and just have an epiphany of, oh, this is what I need to do. Somebody has to teach you this. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You know, somebody, you didn't just learn about the quasars and the moon and the sun and all that. You didn't just learn mathematics. Somebody taught you that. Somebody, they didn't, you didn't just right. learn how to talk. You didn't just learn how to talk on the radio like you're doing right now, unless you're just good like that. I mean, I'm sure you listen to other people or watch somebody else and figured out how to do it. I did blog talk. I did radio before. So, and when I first started and pushing buttons and all that and putting the songs, loading the songs on and doing all that and putting somebody on hold, all that shit is nerve-wracking. You have to, it takes a certain person to be able to do what you're doing right now, interviewing somebody else. Everybody can't do what you do. You know what I mean? Now, you could teach somebody right. else how to do that, somebody that's willing to learn. But if they're not willing to learn, you got to find somebody else that's willing to learn. That's what it is, you know. So it's just a learned experience. Everybody just, you got to humble thyself and learn and then experience life.
Oh, for sure. I definitely started somewhere. I did the whole intern thing, running to get coffee, making sure everybody was good, you know.
Right. And then so if you try to tell somebody somewhere. To get you a cup of coffee, they're going to look at you like your breath stank or something. They're going to be like, get you better. Get yeah. your life. I ain't getting you no coffee. And okay, you just blocked your blessing. Next.
Yeah, yeah. I see right now you ain't a team player.
You ain't about that life. You ain't about that learned life, huh?
Right.
Get your ass up out of here.
Right, right. So we're going to play Pour Up right quick, and then when we come back, we're going to give the fans an opportunity to contact you, to, you know, follow you on Instagram and check out your Facebook. So we're going to play Pour Up right quick right here on Facebook Success Radio, Interviews with the Star.
Damn, that sounds good.
She love the way I dug off in her special place. No time to waste. I pour some in her cup and let her get a taste. No time to waste. I really don't know her name.
She said, Big O, you made my monkey speak.
At first she said she was no freak until my Peter met her pink.
Now what you think?
My bottle service list at 80 proofing up. That clear to sit there in my cup enough to have you hella stuck.
Now what the f***?
You think we got all dressed up for tonight? This ain't no Dancing with the Stars. You know this shit is off the mark.
We used to ordering at the bar.
We velvet roping through this shit for real. My man, this way's a legendary. Off that drink, that never worry. Get up, spit, ignite the flame. Ho-O and Jimmy Rain. AJ, we wrapped the classic laugh. That shit won't be the same. So pour some more and keep it coming, nigga. I'm on purpose. 2010, we off and running. Let's turn it into something. We about to blast off, cast off, set sail. Need that rap back off, no way in hell.
Up, looking just like a banana clip. My yellow bra, same complexion as a Chico stick. Talk bad in the bed if you're new. Quick. We call her Porter Potty.
Porter Potty.
She talk a lot of shit, but I just mute it out. Without a doubt about, cause she can't do too much talking with this in her mouth.
I'm from that hillside, that hillside. Alarms and firearms.
Got more chickens than
what?
Foster Farm. Popo trying to feel me out like tax form. But I be on my P's and toes, bunions in my corn. In the wind getting dusty in the trap. 50,000 my auntie added. 40 cow in the kitchen cabinet. Ball attack to tussling happy.
Rumbling it up,
smoking it up.
Landy and Nupu up in my cup.
Drinking it up,
pouring it up.
Her cuckoo wet, she ready to, or should I say cut?
Bump and grind.
Like it from the back, but not that kind.
Wrapped in the trap,
thugs and crime.
Cause made
back behind them blind.
Behind them blind.
We back. We live. What's up?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was like a holler right there.
I like that song right there. That's pretty much self-explanatory. You know, it's about just drinking, getting loose, having fun.
Oh, yeah. I love it. So we have somebody who would like to speak to you on today. Okay?
Word up.
Hey, what's up? You're live in the studio with Big Ol' Measy. What's up with you? Hello?
Can somebody hear me on this side?
Yeah, what's up, Clem?
Yeah,
how you doing?
Is this Mr. Will?
I'm sorry, maybe we got disconnected. Maybe they can call that. No, this is Big Ol' Measy right now. They don't even know. Right.
Yeah, you tripping.
That's okay. You tripping, but that's all right. But so tell me a little bit about Pour Up. I mean, you know, what kind of mind frame were you in? Were you like, man, I'm about to get ready to go out, but maybe I need to put out a song for the ladies? Because definitely I feel like, you know, that's the song for the ladies. We get ready for stuff like that.
Yeah.
We be like, oh, easy at the club. We about to look good, you know, drinking my cup.
Yeah, one of the songs I grew up listening to, Doc Box and B-Fresh, you know what I'm saying? You know, I don't know if you ever heard that song, that Bust It. Damn, that sound good. Making slow love. You know, that was one of my jams. And I have my producer, AJ, you know, he good at revamping any genre you give him. So I told him I needed him to revamp that Doc Box and B-Fresh, and he came with that. And then, you know, it just so happened that, you know, everybody was on deck. Jimmy Rain from the Bay, you know, 40 was, you know, everybody just came together and just put that song together. That was my first project, The Great Communicator, came out in 2010. That's when I dropped my first project. So I've been dropping projects consistently since then. You know, I did like two EPs and TGC2, you know, like I'm working on my new one. So, you know, basically, you know, that was the mind state. And like I said, when I had the beat, I wrote instantly to it, and then we all came together. Everybody threw their ideas, and it came out pretty good. I like that song.
Well, definitely, I like it too. A girl named Tiffany from Detroit, she requested that song, so I just want to let Tiffany know that Pour Up was played for you, girl. You know,
voila.
So let your fans know how they can contact you.
I try to stay consistent and concurrent on my Instagrams and my Facebooks and my Twitter at BIGOMEEZY. You know, you can reach me on all of those. You know, and say what's up, follow me up, the whole deal. You know what I mean? That's where it's at. And BigOMEEZYMusic.com. My website is www.BigOMEEZYMusic.com. And that's pretty much it right there. And Big Ol' Measy TV is my YouTube, so you can check me on that too. So basically, just if you really want to just get at me, just Google BIGOMEEZY, and a whole bunch of crap gonna pull up. All my albums, my iTunes, everything is just gonna be right there for you. So that's what's up.
Well, there you have it. I want to say, you know, thank you on behalf of Facebook Success Radio for being my special guest on today. It was a pleasure having you. You know, we love your music. We can't wait to support more of your concerts and your music. You know, so is there anybody that you want to say what's up to or shout out to on today?
I want to give a shout out to Faces of Success. I want to give a shout out to you. I want to give a shout out to Ms. Pearl for hitting me and supporting my, you know, support my John from day one, you know, and my whole team and all my homeboys, everybody that I got game from, you know. I just appreciate just being in a position. If I don't make a wooden nickel, at least I'm living my dream of just doing what I love to do. I love to do music, and I laugh because I do it for free just to, you know, because life is so humdrum and so boring. But hip hop and music in general, and being able to get your feelings out and, you know, and say your speech and be somebody is priceless. So, you know, everybody just stay money motivated. Don't let nobody tell you what you can't do, and just, you know, stay on your grind, and eventually you'll get wherever you're trying to go in life in general. You know what I'm saying? And I'm glad that y'all consider me a face of success, because I want everybody to see my face and definitely see success. That's what's up.
Definitely. So before we get ready to get out the studio today, I want you to talk a little bit about I'm a Fool, because that's what, you know, I'm going to drop that on them before we go. Talk to us a little bit about I'm a Fool.
I'm a nice dude. I'll be your best friend. I'll be the one that always got your back. But I'm an Aries. If you cross me, I'm a motherfucking fool, and I will take your face. And So basically, I'm with it. But at the end of the day, stay on my good side. Don't be on my bad side, because you don't want to see my bad side. So that's basically. And I'm not just saying it. I got Big Cousin V Legit and Shelly Sale on there to get their point across, to get my point across. So that's what's up. I'm a fool.
Okay. So there you have it. There you have it. Today's special guest is none other than Big Ol' Meezy. Of course, if you want to hit him up on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, BIGOMEEZY, right here.
Hello.
Interviews with the Stars. It's been real.
It's a wonderful interview. I appreciate you.
Big Ol' Meezy, CLICK, I'm a fool, Sick with it records, know about it, OLH Entertainment, what? I'm a motherfucking fool, but I really make sense though. Say some heavy shit that'll really make you trip though. Life is just a gamble, but I handle it with dollar flair. Quick to pull your car, put my foot up in your derriere. Size 13-6, do straight beefing. Catch me as the house of blue sunset chiefing. All about my dollar, so holla if we can meet it. Keep it all official, my issue is what I eat with. AJ whip it up, I need a sample, let it sugar tea. Ooh, hit him with it, my melody. Dirty up my cleats, gain attraction in my fashion Z. If you think you Billy Mac Millie, hit your widow's feet. Yeah, I come through smash it, learn to be a savage for the cabbage, manage, barely leave enough, I got to have it, damn it, see a chance of winning, I'ma nab it, grab it.
On shoes, 24, 22, better nigga lose, give a nigga blues, stomach gon' hurt when I serve him the news, all gas, no brake, riding in a 6-8, and what the trick make, that's what the bitch take, and what the bitch take, that's what the pimp make, and I'ma break, cause that's what the bitch hate, I'm in another state of mind when the sun shine, like to navigate mine to the finish line, like to serenade mine with a little wine, then I let her hit the trees, lemon line, I'm on a mission for the money, y'all, wouldn't hesitate to put it in none of y'all. I'm a ball like the Eagles do. I'm a fool and my people fool with it too.
Let a bride roll, let she got two with it. I'm a fly boy, eye for an eye boy. My piece poppin' for the hood till I die, boy. Where they at? They want it, so I'ma give it to them. Got that click clack in my lap and won't hesitate to do them. See me solo, they think I'm slipping, that's how I fool them. Hanging out the window, I'm blasting, I'm trying to rip the room. The way I do them is deadly, they know a nigga wrong. I ain't playing no games with them, I plan on living long. They don't give a fuck about bitches, cause they be getting long. Think up in they pussy while niggas be singing prison songs. Ain't no dirt on my hands, it's mud on them. Blood fluorescing on me, homie, I bet it's blood on them. Back up off me, it's on again. I need Ritalin to keep my trigger finger from squeezing, full of adrenaline.